Sky the Unwanted Kitten, written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Chapter 1. As the car started, Lucy pressed her face up against the window, staring sadly back at her home. Except it wasn't her home anymore. In a few hours' time, another family would arrive, and another removal lorry, just like the one that was lumbering down the road in front of her parents' car. She blinked back her tears as they pulled away, staring back at Nutmeg and Ginger, the two friendly cats from the house next door. They'd been frightened away by all the fuss and bother of the removal men, but now they were back on their usual spot, the wall between Lucy's garden and the one next door. They liked to sunbathe on the bricks, and Lucy loved to play with them and cuddle them and pretend they were hers. She longed to have a cat of her own. She had asked her parents so many times, but they always said she would have to wait until she was older. The ginger cat stared curiously after the car. Lucy rolled down her window and waved to them. Nutmeg mewed and walked down the wall towards the street. Lucy sniffed miserably. She couldn't believe she would never see them again. A few seconds later, the car turned out of her road and she could no longer see the cats or even the house. "How long till we get there?" Kieran, Lucy's older brother, asked, unplugging his new iPod for a moment. "A couple of hours, probably," their mum said. "We should definitely be settling in by lunchtime." "Doesn't it feel great, being on our way to our new home?" their dad added enthusiastically. Lucy sniffed and said nothing. She clutched Stripey, her old toy cat, even tighter. They'd just left her home behind. What they were going to was only a horrible house. It would never be a home. Lucy hardly spoke the whole journey. She just gazed out of the window and worried to herself. A new house, a new school, no friends. She missed Ellie, her best friend, loads already. Ellie would be in the middle of PE right now. "I wonder if she's missing me too," Lucy thought. "We're almost there," her mum said excitedly, jerking Lucy out of her daydream, where she was back at school playing football with Ellie. "Look, Lucy, this is our street. Doesn't it look lovely?" Lucy made a small, sort of noise. It was nice, pretty gardens and friendly-looking houses, but it wasn't home.
"Oh, good, the removal men are here already. Let's start getting unpacked. I bet you two want to see your rooms, don't you?"
Dad sounded even more enthusiastic than Mum, if that was possible. Lucy's new room was huge, much bigger than her old one, as Mum had happily pointed out. "And you can have it any colour you like, Lucy," she promised, placing a box of toys on the floor. "Maybe purple. What do you think?" Lucy sat on the bed that the removal men had dumped in the corner and gazed around, hugging Stripey. She was trying to be happy, but it was all so different. The weekend flew past in a messy, grubby whirl of unpacking. Lucy felt left out. Mum and Dad were so happy about the move, and even Kieran was excited about the new house. She seemed to be the only one who missed home. Now the moment she was really dreading had arrived, her first day at her new school. Surely someone who'd just moved ought to get at least a week off school, not just one Friday spent driving to the new house. Even Kieran had complained that it wasn't fair that they had to start their new schools today. Lucy trailed slowly across the empty playground after her mum, who was heading for the school office.
"Look, a school garden," Mum said brightly. "And the sign says they have a gardening club. You'll love that, hoping to plant seeds, wouldn't you?"
"Maybe," Lucy murmured. She saw a notice up about a football team too, but there was no way she'd be able to join a team now in the middle of term.